Hello there. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. However you celebrate in this time of year, I hope and pray that it is a time of joy and cheer. Tonight, today, this morning, whenever you're listening, the Game Table Podcast presents a parody of A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore. Before I read the parody, I would like to say a special thanks to my best friend and beloved wife, Anna, who helped me with editing this parody, and also to my brother-in-law, Micah, who also helped with providing insight and editing and some of his own ideas as well. I couldn't have made this without the both of you, and I'm so happy to share this with all of you listeners. Thank you so much for another great year of podcasting and gaming and interacting and community and so much more. Ian and I say it, but we don't say it as much as we'd like. Thank you for your support. And I just hope that this time of year is a time for you to game, to spend time with friends and family and loved ones, a time where you can just relax and enjoy and be able to just be. I know that for a lot of you, gaming is a big part of that. And so, as always, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table this holiday season be ones to remember forever. With that, I now present to you our parody. 'Twas the time around Christmas, game night set to begin. Gamers were gathering, looking for that next win. The rule books had been studied, each line with care. The game lineup prepared, and snacks brought to share. The gamers nestled in, chairs as comfy as beds, while visions of strategy danced in their heads. The components were placed, the board in the middle. The first turn was ready, time to solve the riddle. When out of the road there arose such a clatter, we sprang from the table to see what was the matter. Away to the window we flew like a flash, tore open the curtains and threw up the sash. The moonlight reflecting new-fallen snow gave a mystical gleam to the sight down below. When what would our wondering eyes should appear but a sleigh full of games with 8 blinged-out reindeer. With a little old driver, so lively and quick, we knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than dragons, his reindeer they soared, and he whistled and shouted, "Got room for one more? I brought Scram and Wingspan, Marvel Champions too. Got Redwood, Lorcana, and Distilled, just a few. I brought drinks and made snacks. Let's join at the table. Come one and come all. Beat me if you're able." We welcomed him in with an, "Of course, let's play." We sat at the table, settling in to stay. Saint Nick pulled up a chair with a full plate of food and made playful trash talk. Oh my, he could be crude. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toes. He studied the game board, seeing the tactics flow. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. Round after round, we laughed and competed. The table, it witnessed our night to completion. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head tipped us off he would win. It was just like he said. "Another!" we shouted. "Let's play a new game." We punched out the inserts to start the campaign. Colors picked and cards dealt. Meeples moved and dice rolled. "Betrayal!" Ian shouted. What a game to behold. But then it became late. The night came to a close. And giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. His team they did follow, and they flew away, just missing Gnome Hollow. And I heard him exclaim as the harmonies chimed,
"Happy gaming to all! And to all, a good time!"